This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. In Yemen, ISIS-like tactics from the group Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. AQAP has released a video of a man pleading for his life. The man in the video identified himself as Luke Summers and said he'd been kidnapped over a year ago. Summers worked as a freelance editor and photographer in Yemen. Last week, U.S. commandos and Yemeni troops raided a remote mountain cave in Yemen where Summers was believed to be held. Gregory Johnson is a writer at large for BuzzFeed and joins us from Istanbul. Greg Johnson, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what does this mean about the situation in Yemen? We haven't heard much from Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And we also haven't heard much about U.S. attempts to roll them back and confront them. What's going on here?
Right. So as you mentioned in the introduction, last week, U.S. commandos went in. They thought they had a bead on where Luke Summers and some other hostages were being held. They went in, and unfortunately for Luke, he had been, at least according to the story that the Yemeni government put out, he'd been moved 2 days before that raid. And so the U.S. was able to uncover some hostages, but not Luke.
And what are the demands that were referred to in this video?
That's actually a very good question, and the video is about 3 minutes long. And in the video, there's an Al-Qaeda official who reads out a statement in Arabic, and he says the demands of which the U.S. is well aware of. But he doesn't actually articulate or specify what exactly the demands are, and he doesn't actually say that Luke will be killed in 3 days. He gives a 3-day timeline and says that he will meet his inevitable fate, which most people are interpreting as a worst case scenario. But Al-Qaeda itself has not specified what the demands are. And the U.S., at least according to the people that I've been talking to, don't seem to be completely aware of what it is that the group is asking for.
Well, it's also the case that Americans are not fully aware of the extent to which the U.S. is involved in a fighting war in Yemen, either with drones or commandos on the ground operating from remote areas close to the Saudi border. So that lack of clarity may have to do with the secrecy on the U.S. side as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. So what we've seen from Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula over the past couple of years is that the group has certainly executed people, but they've executed people who they claim have been operating as spies. And that's not a claim that they've made about Luke Summers. In fact, it's well known that he was a journalist, that he was actually on Zubairi Street in downtown Sana'a when he was kidnapped last September. And so this is something that would be a change for the organization in Yemen. And as you said in your introduction, makes it look much more like ISIS than what Al-Qaeda itself has been doing in a place like Yemen.
Which must make it pretty hard for you to be watching that videotape, huh, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, there was a case in which I've written about in which just a few blocks from where Luke was taken a few months before me, there was an attempted kidnapping on me. And so, yeah, it's definitely hard. I feel very deeply for his family, for what Luke has gone through over this past year. And I think over the next few days, a lot of people will be praying and hoping for the best.
And in a sense, all Western journalists, particularly American journalists in the region, are potential fodder for this trade in hostages for demands that ISIS has made so frighteningly, horrifyingly popular.
Yeah, that I think is a real concern for journalists and for any Americans working in the Middle East right now, is that you're no longer targeted because of what it is that you've done or any actions that you personally have taken, but now you're targeted because of who you are and the passport that you carry. And so we're really seeing a even more radicalization in a region of the world that has suffered from that for much, much too long.
And you don't even have to be kidnapped by an ISIS operative, just an opportunist who would want to sell you off to someone in Syria could take advantage, even if they have no affiliation with ISIS whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a great point, John. In fact, one of the things that happened to me and most people assume happened to Luke in Yemen is that as security broke down, what happened is there were these opportunists, these middlemen criminals who would see a foreigner walking on the street and kidnap him and then sell him to a group like Al-Qaeda or a group like ISIS, who then, of course, uses them either for ransom or in tragic cases, executes them.
Gregory Johnson is a writer at large for BuzzFeed. He spoke with us from Istanbul. Thank you so much, Gregory.
Thank you.